I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Hey, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
I miss you guys so much. Katie, you look so cute. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in. We have some people in the live chat. I'm really excited about that. My name is Rivette Soro. We have Archie J with us. We have Katie Thompson and Jane Johnson. Of course, we missed Rosalyn tonight, but she will be back next week. But we have a full show to go over for this week. Oh my goodness, guys. So Sandoval and Max decided to TP Jax's house. That didn't go over very well in the long run, but we'll get into it. Katie decides to throw a girls' night and excludes Kristen, of course, which invites, she invited, who did she invite? She invited Raquel, but Lala sort of goes in on her and there's that whole drama. And, you know, Brett invites Sheena to be in her YouTube video, which didn't go as planned. A lot happening, guys. So we also are going to be giving out pumptinis, of course, whether they're virgin, whether there's alcohol in them, it's up to you. And then we have some news. Jane has some juicy news for us later on. And we're going to go into predictions after that. So before we get into everything, first, I want to know your overall thoughts of tonight's episode. Archie, would you like to go first?
Sure. I felt like this episode was really right up my alley, especially since today is April Fool's Day. I love a good prank. Some people would call me a prankster. Other people would say I just like to scare people. So I feel like I really got a thrill out of this episode, along with all the nicks and the knacks. But I appreciated all the shade this episode. I was locked in from the YouTube to the parties. I was all over it.
I love it. Well, happy April Fool's Day.
It was right. Hard for me to watch the amount of toilet paper wasted in the times that we are in, where I am down to a small amount. Like, if I could just grab some of that off a tree, I'll be good.
It was really triggering.
Really,
right.
The headline for our episode tonight, for our after show, I put, there's no shortage of toilet paper in WeHo. So I definitely agree, I was triggered as well.
Yes.
Jane, what did you think?
As a 29-year-old middle-aged woman, I felt that I wasn't too old for the pranks. I was living for the pranks. And leave it to a top Hollywood producer to throw the best prank ever. He pulled out all the stops. Randall was killing it. I loved this episode. It was really fun. And I felt like it brought a good energy of drama and excitement and everything that we love from Vanderpump Rules this episode, which I feel like we were kind of needing. You know what I mean? We were needing it. So it was good.
Definitely. I mean, who would have known that Randall was such a prankster? Like, I had no idea.
I know, but like, I love it. Every time I'm exposed to Randall, I love him more and more. Like, from Lala's podcast to the appearances he's had this season, he's great. And I live for Lala. So they're a good balance, yin and yang.
We're going to really get into that later though, right? Because I'll hold definitely. My like, re. Okay, I'll pause. Yeah.
Definitely. I want to know what you're going to think about that. My first question, guys, what is considered a middle-aged woman? Let's just, you know, put it all out there right now. Get on the same page. How old are you to be considered middle-aged?
Aren't you 50? Because isn't it the middle of like 100? Because like we're supposed to last till like roughly 100 or some crap. So it's like 50. That's the halfway point. I feel like it's 50. Not Sheena.
It's 29. It's 29.
45 to 65. So you're right. 45 to 65.
Yeah,
according to Google, yes.
Yeah, 45 to 65.
It's interesting though that they say 65 because I feel like seniors can sometimes start at 60. Mm-hmm. But either way, Sheena is not a middle-aged woman. That is like not a thing.
What was your initial reaction to that? So when he called her that? I think my jaw dropped to the floor.
I felt like he just didn't really know how to like handle a video or an interview. So he was just like saying whatever came to his mind. And I kept rewinding it. Cause I was like, wait, let me just And then I'm like, oh, did he? Okay, he did. So maybe he's just not very good at the whole YouTube thing.
Which is interesting, because didn't he say he had like 500,000 subscribers?
Yeah.
Didn't he have like a famous girlfriend or something
he
at one
did.
Point, though?
His
That's
ex-girlfriend
why
is,
got
is
all those
Carly
girls.
Bybel. She's a huge like influencer, like a beauty YouTuber. That's how I used to watch them like 5-6 years ago. So, I mean, I think that's how he got his following, because Carly Bybel is like huge. So, you know, when she asked, like, don't you have like 500,000? He was like, yeah, 555,000. Like, he was like so impressed with himself.
As he shows videos of him doing push-ups at the park, because that's what I want to watch on a vlog. You got it.
That's what we're watching on Instagram right now.
Honestly, yeah.
Everybody doing push-ups.
True. I'm doing my live stream workouts on Instagram Live, just like everybody else. Not
Same.
Me going
so
live.
Sore.
I'm watching other people go live and following them.
I'm doing as little moving as possible, so we're good in the workout moments for me.
My TikToks are my workouts.
TikToks are a workout. That is no joke. But I thought it was funny, before they actually started filming, Brett was telling Sheena, like, oh, you know, like, yeah, you're like one of the boys. I look at you like one of the boys. And she's like, yeah, I just, you know, any girl who would let you go is just crazy. And he's like, yeah, I just don't really look at you like that. And she's like, who knows, maybe one day.
That was so awkward.
God, it was so cringy.
It was very, very cringy. I don't know. I feel kind of sorry for this girl.
I feel her. I understand her optimism. There's a lot of me that is Sheena. Like, I feel like if I were to cast myself in Vanderpump Rules, I would want to be the Stassi, but I do feel like I'm a Sheena, a Kristen mix.
Oh.
Listen,
stay away.
We all have beautiful a little bit of Sheena and Kristen in us. It's fine, but like, he's literally saying, you're one of the boys. Like, I don't see you like that.
He said, like, if I had sex with someone, I'd call you and tell you about it. And she's like, maybe. I'm like, what? What are you maybeing? There's nothing here. What? He's telling you no.
Like, every day that goes by in quarantine, I become more and more like Sheena.
We are all
like,
lonely.
I don't identify that way until like day 17. And I'm like, okay, but when are we getting married? And they're like, I just met you on Hinge. We just matched.
Until like, you're
even
slapping.
Until you're slapping the meat in the kitchen with a boy in ripped jeans. And you're not there yet. That was one of my favorite Sheena moments, is when she slapped that meat and said all those sexual comments on that first date. And I was like, me.
My mind went somewhere else. I thought you were talking about another type of meat. I didn't know what.
Oh, no, no. We don't slap that meat. She's doing it wrong if she be slapping it. Mm-mm, we're not slapping that.
Jean Welsom, thank you for tuning in. She says, Sheena really wants all the boys to fall for her. I think so, too. I don't think she even really likes these boys. She just wants
don't
the attention.
Want Who does? I want everyone to want me.
We want attention, but the way she goes about getting the attention on TV, from what we see, is a little extreme.
Aggressive. Yeah,
it's cringe.
But she
it
does
makes me
say,
hold my breath.
She says on her podcast and her YouTube that like it is so much editing and the way that they portray her on this series, like this season especially. Like, she says that she doesn't even get to feature that much of her side projects and other things that she's doing. Like, her entire storyline is her being boy crazy. But yeah, in fairness, like, it took me a global pandemic to realize that I'm actually boy crazy. So I'm with you, Sheena.
Of course. I mean, and with any reality show, we know it's edited to be a certain way and to be dramatic. So really, we're talking about the characters, and we don't know these people in real life. But before we move on to our next super juicy topic, we have to thank you for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk. We could not be here without you. Thank you for tuning in each and every week, especially for this show. You guys are always so tuned into the comments and just giving us ratings all the time. We have not gone one week without getting a 5-star iTunes rating, and that's huge. Like, I've been here for almost 2 years at AfterBuzz, and that's never happened on any other panel that I've done. So thank you so much for that. Just keep tuning in. If you're on YouTube, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe,
turn on your or turn off your notifications, because then that gets annoying. But if you're on iTunes, like I said, give us 5 stars. And you did this week. We have one more 5-star review. I'm going to read it right now. This review comes from Janice. She says, "So glad I found it. I was upset last week when I didn't find the podcast. I thought maybe you guys didn't get to do it because of the virus. I was so excited when I came across it today. I love this episode, especially because of Jerozlyn. I usually don't agree with her because she tends to take Jax's side over Sandoval, which is outrageous. Anyway, I was so glad when she took Raquel's side. You guys were all for once on the same page. I've loved Lala since her debut on season 4, but she is way too much up her own behind at this point. She only comes for Raquel, who can barely defend herself yet claims to be a feminist. Please. You guys read her, so thanks for that. Can't wait to see what happens next week. Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Geraldine's not here this week, unfortunately, but I will be forwarding her the message. So let's talk about Lala. Since, Janice, you mentioned Lala and Raquel, I have a bone to pick with Lala, because I do truly believe at this point she does try to pick on the weakest link, or who she thinks is the weakest link, and the person who won't, you know, attack her right back, and just tries to attack her like she did at Girls' Night. Like, what did you guys think of that?
She's a pit bull, apparently.
Exactly. And don't forget the bitch at the end of that. I don't know. Like, for Lala, I've always been kind of obsessed with her because I like her image. I like, you know, mm-hmm. the boss bitch attitude. But for you to, like, blatantly come for someone who you know has a weaker, you know, a narrative than you and personality, it's just kind of off-putting to me, and it's a little distasteful. And I feel like the entire Girls Night Wine situation got blown out of proportion for no reason. I don't know. And then she, like, started to come at Stassi. It was like a major, like, red flag for me. So right now, oh, I'm leaning towards not a fan of Lala.
Yeah, I don't know. And I like that she said that it was, like, the drinking that, like, brought the anger out of her and everything, as she screams mm-hmm. to an entire wine night that she's a pit bull bitch or whatever.
Sober.
I was like,
sober.
Okay, can we chill for, like, 20 seconds, please? And then, yeah, she also came for Stassi. And if I were Stassi, I would have said something, but maybe she was mm-hmm. like, I don't want to get bit by that dog. So she was just, like, quiet. And then I loved Brittany in that, and she's like, y'all are scaring me. It was so funny.
So good.
Yeah, but I have a lot of, like, the pranks and Katie and Schwartz, so I'll wait for that moment. But yeah, Lala needs to, like, I don't know, I'm liking Rand more than I'm liking Lala in these moments.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about this show that, like, leads me to make excuses for bad behavior from people that I love watching. You know what I mean? Like, Lala shows up in the most fire outfits ever that I'm so mesmerized by her appearance and her demeanor that, like, I make excuses for this, like, bad bitch attitude when, like, if this is one of my friends, I would be like, what the hell is she doing? But I'm like, she's straight up bullying Raquel. And for whatever reason, I'm like, she's such a badass. Like, no, this is like girls behaving badly right now. But for whatever reason, I'm like, that scarf girl, those hoop earrings, I just am living for it. And I forget all about it, you know? Like the other night, when was that? Like a few weeks ago, when she took to her live stream and was like ranting on. And I was like, you know what? She was just having a moment. Like, it happens to everybody, to their, like, millions of followers. Like, it's fine. It's like, what?
I think Lala is, in my opinion, just so beautiful and stunning and so much fun to look at, so that it makes it easier to forgive people. Like, this happens in courtrooms all the time. If there's two people accused of the same crime, if somebody, you know, looks better and presents themselves better, the judge, the jury tends to side with the person who looks better. It's like literally the rules of society.
Courtroom sketches of Lala should be displayed in the Louvre.
Yes.
Like, she's art.
Regardless, though, I don't think her behavior is excusable. It's just out of nowhere. Like, Sheena was talking to her outside, then she goes in front of all the girls. And honestly, I don't think I've seen Lala act that aggressive since mm-hmm. before she became sober. It was, I did put, you know, I hate to say, like, is she drinking? But it felt like she might have been under the influence, because she was just like on one.
Or she could just be, you know.
But she did say, though, that like Raquel was
rude.
She did say that, like, Raquel was bragging about how I told her to, like, shut up or whatever. So I feel like the fact that she heard that Raquel was talking about her behind her back, as if she put her in her place, really, like, set her off back to old Lala.
I think that's just who Lala is, like, deep down, drinking or not. She's that fiery, like, you know, finger pointing, yelling pit bull bitch, you know, like, she's just that bitch, and I'm here for it most of the time. But Raquel's just, like, doing her best.
She's doing her best.
Doing her best, though. Like, she's with this boyfriend who's put her through the ringer and cheating on her all the time, and then she's working at this restaurant and she's not liked by anybody, and she's Raquel. So she's doing her best. You're doing great, sweetie.
Well, Charlie made a good point. I don't know. Charlie said maybe Lala still likes James. That's why she talks to Raquel like that. And Teddy McPhail in the live chat also says Lala's still in love with James. He also said, who's the girl in the top right corner? Hello. And I think he's talking about you, Jane.
Hi, I'm Jane.
I just had to throw that in.
What's up? I pop in on these Vanderpump panels, and I also do Vanderpump News Daily on AfterBuzz. What's up?
Woo-hoo, plug, plug. So yeah, I don't know. Do you guys think Lala might maybe a little bit still have a thing for James? She's so invested in this whole thing.
Yeah, there has to be the reason for this drama, like, that she's latched on to Raquel in this scenario, because, you know, otherwise, why pick on her? Raquel is, like, one of the nicest people on the show. She's never hurt a fly. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, it seems like she's bullying someone who she seems to be a weaker link, because for whatever reason, especially on a show like this, kindness can be seen as weakness, you know?
Yeah. I think Lala knows James more than anybody, like, from the cast. So I feel like, why is it that every time I talk and I have this great thing to say, I absolutely forget what I'm saying, you guys? Here we go.
Is she being protective?
Because there's just so many thoughts.
She knows him. She knows him so well that she wants to just shake Raquel. And I didn't hear what you said. Was it salty? Was it about me?
I said it's because you're middle-aged. Because you're middle-aged.
Oh, it's, I'm just losing it, you know? That she just wants to shake Raquel and be like, I know, like, because I know him. Because maybe there is truth to everything that Lala's saying.
We don't know. She's proud of Raquel for not backing down. Yes. I do agree. I was very proud of her. And she might she might talk a little bit slower, but I think we see time and time again, especially this season, Raquel is not slow. She's not stupid. She's not dumb. She just talks a little bit slower. And so I think it comes off that way, but she's actually smart. Everything that comes out of her mouth is actually, it makes sense. And when she's talking about Lala and how she preys on her because she's vulnerable, it makes sense because she thinks she's vulnerable. Katie, I can't handle
it. It's not hard to make a freaking sentence. Everything that comes out of her mouth makes sense. I mean, yeah, so does a freaking 4-year-old.
Well, yeah, but in the past, people have talked about Raquel like she's stupid, like she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I think I love that they addressed that in the last episode too, when they sat down to coffee and, like, she was like, I just need to get this out of the way. And then Lala was so sassy, being like, I wouldn't waste time on someone that I thought was not intelligent or something like that.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that Raquel was invited in the first place. And of course, who wasn't invited? Kristen. But you had Charlie there.
Yeah, I feel like the point was to invite everybody and their mom but Kristen.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's just so petty to me. I mean, the whole time they're literally setting up for the party. still talking about Kristen. You're throwing this party just so that Kristen knows she wasn't invited. That's my opinion, at least. What do you guys think?
Then we've got Sheena, who calls Kristen, and she's like, hey, they're having a party without you. And then, like, that would be good, right? Like, that's cool. Just, like, stop there. And then she's like, oh, by the way, she invited everybody in the kitchen sink. And it's like, girl, you could have stopped and not had her be sad. And then the moment when she's, like, with her dogs, and she's like, you guys are my best friends. Y'all got to be feeling for this girl. Invite her to my night.
No, I'm not feeling for her. I still am not. No, no, never. I'm sorry. Kristen loves the living crap out of me. And I feel like we all have friends, right? So I probably too would have did the Sheena call, you know, if there's a friend who's not invited. And then I just feel like, especially like in this day and age, you know, we just gotta, like, I just want to let you know, literally everybody's gonna be there but you. I don't feel like that was Sheena going out of her way to be a little bit more pettier or whatever have you. And I also, as I've always kind of been, you know, team Katie, I just feel like at this point, since Kristen is not, like, I don't feel like she's getting it, because she's just like, you guys are my sisters. They're like, no. So I feel like they're doing little small instances to make, like, drive home the point that we really do not mess with you. Is that
evil? it's just so, like, you know what? We don't like how you're deciding to get over your ex and how you're moving on from this. So you can't sit with us because we don't like what you're doing and you're annoying us. And it's like, you guys, if, like, you should, I have plenty of friends that, like, they don't like what I do with boys or whatever, but, like, we just don't talk about it. And, like, it's just, like, whatever.
But it's not about
not Carter. Talk about it.
It's not about Carter. It's, like, more, it's about who she is. Mm-hmm. Or he, yeah.
I don't know. But, like,
they're making it seem like Carter was, like, the cherry on top of, like, Kristen being a horrible friend.
Yeah.
I just, like, don't understand how Stassi can think that Katie is so much better than Kristen when she doesn't do anything. I do not get it at all.
I don't know. I really don't know. I do feel for Kristen, and I think Sheena was being a good friend, because if I was, like, I would tell my friend too, like, you know, just so I tell you before you see it on everybody's Instagram. Right. So it's just like a heads up. I think Sheena's kind of been a good, you know, middleman throughout the whole season, because she's friends with everyone, but she, you know, nobody's mad at her. If you've noticed, like, none of the groups are mad at her, because she's, I think, doing a good job of staying neutral for the most part.
Yeah, she's always been like the link for everybody.
Yeah.
Getting the newbies in here in the mix. Getting the guys who work at TomTom to be objectified enough throughout. When Lisa not Sheena will.
True. So we do have to talk about the big elephant in the room. The toilet paper leading into Jax's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, guys. Where do we even start? Please, someone tell me your thoughts.
I just love how Schwartz wanted to lift Jax up and not TP him, but then decided to scream at his wife later. Like, he's like, no, it's his birthday. We should just treat him nice. Like, no. But then it's just like, it was confusing to me, but. Yeah, it was just rough to see all the toilet paper be wasted, too.
I'm not defending Schwartz. We'll get into that, and I think he's a complete asshole. But in that scenario, I do agree, because he was saying, you know, Sandoval, you're not in the best place with Jax right now, so, like, maybe don't make him hate you more. I think they're just not at that place. Like, if one of you TP'd my house, totally fine. But if, like, someone that I'm kind of not super friends with, and I feel like I was forced to be friends, like, it's just a different vibe. So I think that's sort of what Schwartz meant. So I side with him in that scenario only.
Yeah, James. Schwartz was being such a piece of shit to his wife that we could use all that toilet paper on his ass. Ugh. And it's annoying because I love Schwartz. Like, every time we talk about how much we love Schwartz and make excuses for him because he's so charming, he's another one of those people that, like, if anyone else was doing this to their wife, it's like, you'd be like, dump his ass and get a divorce. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's probably why I don't have long, long-term relationships, because whatever. Anyway, but but it's just like, for some reason, Schwartz is so lovable that I can't stay mad at him for too long, but his actions were atrocious. But then on Watch What Happens Live, he kind of apologized. He's like making excuses for himself again. And Stassi was like, just apologize. And Andy was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, that's good enough for me.
Right. So I feel just a little bit though, like, do you guys understand where Katie was coming from and being so upset over that prank and, you know, not seeing it how everybody else did? Like, do you guys kind of like understand?
Yeah, well,
or do you not agree with her at all? Or
okay. So I'll say that the toilet paper thing I thought was just like a bit like insensitive. I could have thought of 75 other things to prank Jax with than TPing his house, especially the age he was turning, and the standpoint of the two's relationship. And then Katie reacting to how she did with the grand old prank, which, you know, kudos to Randall for pulling it off. But I definitely like totally understand where Katie is coming from, because like with me, with like being like a black male, and the whole like police thing, like that's triggering to a lot of different people, a lot of different people from where they come from and different demographics. So I fully get her emotions and her like her uproar. So for him to attack his wife in that way, like it just doesn't, like I don't feel like I could ever do that blatant, like blacked out drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm not one that's like good with pranks. Or like my nervous system, like I will just start shaking and I will freak out and I will like shut down. So like if that were to happen to me, it wouldn't have been like fun. It wouldn't have been like, I would have not been okay. Like I would have like maybe fainted or something, like I would have just freaked out. So I get where she was like, you know, cause I mean, Sandoval handled it great. Cause that's his type of personality. He can handle that type of prank, which is probably why he was chosen for that prank. But I understand like Katie getting upset. And I think that her reaction to that reminded Schwartz of how she is behind closed doors with other stuff, where she hates everything and she's not fun at all. And I think that triggered him into saying what he said about her. And it's like, this is why I don't want to have sex with you, because you're no fun. You don't like fun. And blah, 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 which is what he was actually thinking. Because we don't know what happens behind closed doors with her. And I feel like she's the type of girl that's going to yell at him a lot and probably make him not feel great about himself. Like, I don't know, like based on the fact that Tom, when they were in drag, was like, feels like a battered wife. And it was like the whole thing. Like, we kind of know that she's not like it. And it doesn't excuse like that he's saying that stuff in front of a bunch of people. But I feel like all of us can kind of understand where he's coming from with that. And that's not just me being like, oh, Katie sucks. It's just from like the evolution of where we've seen their relationship and how it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a lot of words. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I mean, I get it. I'm just kind of confused because in the past, the show has made it seem like Katie like never wants to have sex with Tom. And Tom's always so frustrated. And she's said like, you have a little dick, like comments like that. And then in this episode, it's him saying, this is why I don't have sex with you. His behavior was inexcusable. And I think it's due to alcohol. Not that that's an excuse, but I see a little bit of a pattern. Like when he's drunk, it's just like anything goes, which is so unhealthy. But I do think that it was him sort of flipping the switch. TikTok. That's a TikTok reference. No, flipping the switch a little bit in the sense that usually it's like she never wants to have sex with him, but maybe like he wanted to be this like macho guy in front of all his friends when he's drunk and be like, yeah, that's why I don't have sex with you. Even though I feel like behind closed doors, she's the one that doesn't really want to sleep with him, if that makes sense.
They need a little bit of therapy. I just flipped the switch. I'm so happy.
Ryan. Our producer Ryan's getting savage.
Classic. Ryan is just the best ever. Thank you for that.
I agree.
But yeah, the whole thing was just so sad to watch. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm very interested to see like how the rest unfolds, because we really, yeah. I remember seeing a trailer build up and he even like called her like fat and unattractive, and we didn't get that from the current episode that we're talking about. So mm-hmm. I know that it's even going to escalate when it comes to the verbal attacking. It just kind of hurts, you know, just to see that.
But let's not forget her literally rage texting Tequila Katie, like things equivalent to what he is saying to her, just in front of a bunch of people. She but has done the exact same thing to him.
Let's evolve though, you know, like
this right. Is, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the last time we saw her like really go in on him was probably like 2 or 3 seasons ago. Because even last year they had a flashback of when he was yelling at her in Mexico in their hotel room. So I think they're probably just both have gotten comfortable with saying just horrible things to each other. And yeah, maybe therapy is the answer. Maybe cutting down the alcohol. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was sad to watch, you know, because at the end of the day, like, I want a reason to like him, and he was being so rude and mean, like it was verbally abusive. So I hated not liking him this episode, you know what I mean? Because how could you with his actions? Yeah. It was hard to watch, but I did think it was like an overreaction from Katie's standpoint and POV to be upset about this prank. I don't know. I think that Randall did a great job. I think it was like really well done, well produced, executed well. Those actors were great. It was over the top, which we love seeing from Vanderpump Rules. Anything over the top that they do, it's always hilarious. And I thought he did so well. It's just like, you know, there's always going to be someone who's upset, and then it obviously spiraled. But
if Sandoval had an issue with it, then sure, like, let's have a discussion about like if it should have happened or not. But everybody who seemed like it was great, everybody was having a good time, just move on from it at that point.
Well, I don't think that's really fair to say, because in a situation like that, like with the cops watching it, I was cracking up. Like I was rolling on the floor laughing. If it was me in that situation, if it was a friend getting arrested, or if it was me, like, I don't know how I would react. Like talking about it kind of makes me a little bit nervous, you know? So, you know, like Archie said earlier, everyone has different reactions to like police and law enforcement. And I don't know, if I was in that situation, I feel like I might have overreacted. Watching it was hilarious, but it just, you know, it depends. You never know. That it's a really sensitive, you know, topic, I think. But it was hilarious to watch. Also, can we just talk about the fact that Tom Sandoval got a sword signed by Randy Jackson for Jack, went out of his way. And like the producer asked Sandoval, what Jack did you for your birthday? And it was so innocent. He was just like, I don't think he got me anything. You know, like that was just so, it was so sweet. And Jack walks into his house like he has all this alcohol. He can't get a couch.
Right?
Oh my God.
Get it together, guys. Such an ass.
Such an ass. Anyways, any final thoughts on the episode before we get into our special segment? No.
No.
Okay. Me neither. We touched it all. Okay. So we are going to be giving out our pump teenies this week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go just so that mine doesn't get stolen, because it's going to be everybody's, I feel like. I'm going to go Raquel. I feel like, you know, she was backed into a corner. I don't think it's necessary. Leave Raquel alone. And give her a pump teeny and give her a drink, but don't give it to James.
I'm gonna give my pump teeny to Randall, because every time we see him on the show, he's such a class act. Every time he's on Lala, his podcast with Lala, he's awesome. He's obviously so good at his job, to the point where when he takes it into fun everyday territories, he knocks it out of the park. I just love him, and I love them together, even though she's a bully pit bull right now. She looks fabulous doing it. So I'm going to give it to Randall, and maybe he'll give a little sip to his gal, even though she doesn't really deserve it, because Raquel deserves it.
Mm. Archie.
I will, to go against the grain here, to find something new and fresh, and I know we didn't talk about it, but I'll go ahead and give it to the Queen, Lisa Vanderpump, for just holding James accountable in his AA meetings.
Definitely, and I'm so happy we got to see him go again. Raquel dropped him off and picked him up, and she called him. Lisa, you know, to go to your point, she called him when she was, like, going to London for her mom's funeral. Like, she cares so much, so I love that Pumptini. I was actually going to give it to Lisa, but instead, I will give it to Tom Sandoval because of the really thoughtful gift he gave to Jax. I mean, after everything Jax sort of put Tom Sandoval through, it just, you know, he doesn't care. He's just trying to be a good friend and make his friend happy, and that was his sort of motive in getting him that gift. Also, when Tom Schwartz was going crazy, Tom Sandoval was really calming him down. He was like, stop it. He, you know, he was grabbing him, like, stop talking about your wife like that. Oh my God, I got goosebumps. But yeah, I think he was a really good friend this episode. And I, you know, feel like he's a good friend in general, even though I don't agree with him all the time, but he has a good heart. He comes from a good place, I think. So I think Jane has some news for us. Our resident Vanderpump news gal.
Yay. Yes. So hi, I'm Jane. I do Vanderpump News Daily for AfterBuzz TV, and I've got news for you guys, some hot tea this week. So apparently the season 8 reunion was going to be shot this Friday on April 3rd, but they have to postpone it, of course, because of Corona. And Stassi went into a lot of detail talking about how the reunion always feels like the Hunger Games. It's like 14 hours long and you have to really pick sides and you end up being worse off in these relationships than before when you went into it. So she was talking about how during the reunion, when they finally do film after Corona, it's going to be really hard for her to care at all about any of the drama that she's rehashing because all of it seems meaningless. And she just is going to be like, I don't give a shit about this, is basically what she said, which is a quote. But anyway, Andy Cohen gave us a little mini reunion last night on Watch What Happens Live because he had a lot of our fave couples on. And they played a game together. It was Stassi and Beau, Jax and Brittany, and Tom and Katie. And they played that game that's kind of like the TikTok game where you close your eyes and point to a partner who is whatever. Mm. Anyway, Andy asked, who has the highest freak number of the partnerships? And I was so surprised by the answers. Beau is the biggest freak. Brittany is the biggest freak. And Katie is the biggest freak. Katie? What?
I guess we're wrong about what happens behind closed doors. We don't know. See?
She's tying him up with the knit. Here. The way. Yarn. I don't know. He said she's a major freak. So, yeah. I don't know why he was saying that he doesn't want to have sex with her because maybe he's not worthy.
Maybe she wants to do weird stuff to him that he's like, oh, I'm not ready for this yet.
Right. Yeah, maybe they got a special closet in Valley Village.
Well, 50 shades.
Yeah, maybe our sweet little Tom Schwartz can't handle Katie.
And Brittany, that surprised me too. Brittany, because we already know, like, Jax is kind of a sex addict, huh? I mean,
well, I know, but Brittany can get down. I already know that. She tied down Jax. You know she gets freaky in the bedroom. Definitely.
Freakier.
To, like,
you know what I mean?
Put on tennis shoes and run around the block so he can smell their feet. And I'm just like, oh, that is a kink if I've ever heard of, sir.
And also Beau, because I thought that Stassi was like the dominatrix of the bunch. Like, where did, you know, what's he doing?
It seems like the roles are reversed in the bedroom.
Yeah. Which is a good sign for all of us. You know what I mean? It's always the least suspecting lady on the street freaking the sheets.
Let's play the game really quick. Who here has the biggest freak meter? I'm going with Katie.
Katie.
Yeah, wherever she is on this chat thing, Katie.
Katie.
I'm definitely you know, the Samantha of the Sex in the City group, if you will.
Yes.
So yes. I say that only because I have the most fun when I'm with Katie. Out of all my friends, I don't have that many friends, but Katie is the most fun and she makes me smile all the time. So that's why.
You go, girl.
Okay, let's move into predictions, guys. Katie, you won't go first because I know you hate this part. Archie,
I don't have any, so don't even come to me.
Okay, so I will say, I will say that Sheena is gonna have a whole pissing match with Brett, and because she's trying to come on to him, and we saw in the trailer he's gonna be making out with somebody else, and she's gonna be crying, so she's gonna get very upset. There's gonna be an argument that's gonna happen. I'm gonna stretch and go like a year in advance here and say that Katie and Tom will get divorced, and that's what I have for you today.
That is such a hot take.
It'll be easy. They don't have a marriage certificate.
True. And they argue so much. It's not going to work. It's not going to be longevity. This is not going to be, we're 60 together. No.
They're not going to make it to middle age together. That's for sure.
There is some piece of my heart deep down there that's like rooting for them. And you just broke it a little bit. Yeah.
But like, shouldn't they be like in a relationship that's like healthy and happy instead of just being miserable with each other because we know and love that relationship?
And it's weird. I mean, define healthy absolutely. And happy.
It's all relative.
Yeah, I'm single as hell, so at least they have somebody.
Single and middle aged.
Okay. Jane, do you have any predictions?
Yeah, I feel like that's accurate, Archie. I think that that's a beautiful prediction because Dana is going to be hanky-pankying around with Brett. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cause some drama because Sheena thinks that she is going to have something happen with Brett, which I don't know why, because the YouTube show made things pretty clear that he's definitely not into her. But I think that Lala and Raquel are going to finally squash this crazy beef that they have. They've already started to make nice on their Instagrams, sort of teasing that they'll be okay for the rest of the season, which is good because Raquel deserves Lala to be nice to her.
Nice. I don't think that Sheena's going to be crying over this boy situation. I think they edited that to make us think that. I didn't think that when it showed. I was like, is she actually crying over that? Because if she is, girl, go to the bathroom to cry over that or wait till you get home. Hold the tears
like
in.
Like a normal person.
Yeah, like I wait until I take my makeup off to cry at night. I'm not crying off these eyelashes. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I'm right there
even
with
though
you.
I don't have any on right now.
I do think Sheena will be so upset about Dana and Brett. I do, and I agree with Katie. I think it's a little bit of, I was about to say clickbait. We're not on the internet, people. What is it, commercial bait? Yeah, I think they edited it to make it seem like that's what she was crying about, but I don't think that's what she was actually crying about. And it seems like from the preview, Schwartz was still being defensive about what he said to Katie. I didn't like that. If that's the case, I'm just going to say it. Maybe he needs to start drinking. Or stop drinking. Stop drinking.
Start drinking. Just start drinking. Have a cocktail.
Have a cocktail.
Stop drinking. On that note, I think we got to wrap up, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week. Same place, same time. And we're on the live stream now, so thank you for tuning in. You can find me on social media at Rivette Soro on all platforms, especially TikTok. Please follow me on TikTok. Please. Katie, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Capes, and make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday, available everywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Jane?
Cool. I'm Jane Johnson at Jane Johnson, JOHNSEN _ on all the social medias. Follow me Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, baby.
Yes.
Archie.
Follow me at Archie J Speaks, JaySpeaks on all platforms. TikTok, I'm going viral, and also my podcast, The Archie J Experience. Love you, bye.
Woo, okay, hey, casual viral drop, Archie.
Whoa, I can't. Whoa, I don't know how to. Whoa, it looks.
I
like
know you're so much better.
We'll practice later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.